One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another beautiful month. This month of November. Thank you for all the wonderful things you did for us and with us and through us. Since January, now we're almost completing the year. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for empowering us to do your will. Thank you that we can serve you. That we can pray and be heard. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the amazing things that we will accomplish in this month of November. It's all for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Just want to share a few things with you regarding this beautiful month. You can turn into the book of Exodus, chapter 23. And I'm going to read to you from verse 14. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Praise God. A few years ago, I read this same portion to you. For the same purpose for which I'm reading it now. And I remember telling you how that the Lord gave us guidance. And 3 times every year, the leaders of this ministry gather. 3 times every year. And it follows the wisdom of the Spirit. You know, because that's God's plan. It's the wisdom of the Spirit. And the third one, he says, at the turn of the year, year's end, and as you know, November is the beginning and ending of the ministry year. During that period, first he called it an interesting name. I want you to observe what he called it in verse 16. He says, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering. He calls it the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year. Now, this feast of ingathering is the same feast of tabernacles, during which they gather and they stay in booths. In other words, they come to camp. They camp for 7 days and stay in booths, tents. You know, the Lord doesn't just do things like things that are meaningless. I'll tell you why. Why did he do this? Why did he ask him to do it? You go to Exodus chapter 34, and I'm going to read to you from verse 22. It says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks, that is the Pentecost. But, you know, I'm interested in the last one, okay? So there's no focus on that. And thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. The Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Look at what it says. It says, because, all right, because, it says, it says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. See, it wasn't just because he wanted them to come. I want to see you, or come and so you can just come and gather around me. No. He says, because I want to bring my word to pass in your life. It says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. In other words, I want to give you the world of the nations. I want to give you their land. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord. He says, when you come for the assembly, don't be concerned that you've left your home and the enemy is going to take over it. He says they wouldn't even desire to go there. Why? He says, because I'll put the fear of God on them. They will not even desire to go there. So don't be worried about, oh, we left the place and what's going to happen before we come back? Things might go wrong. He says, no, forget about that. He says, for I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. That's remarkable. That's remarkable. So you see, now again, this is the month of ingathering. And first thing is, when you talk about ingathering, first, it means to gather in-house. So we have an in-house gathering. That's the first thing. See, it's an in-house gathering. Then he also says, gathering thy labors. So we're gathering in souls. So what does that mean? We've won souls throughout the year, right?
Yes, sir.
It's time to take account. What have we done? We got to look at what we've done. We have to review our work, our labors during the year. See? Review our labor during the year. How far did we go? What did we do? What did we accomplish in changing lives, in reaching people all over the world? That's so important. See, it's good to be accountable in your work for God. And this is also the time in which we, while we review our work, we think about all those who have been significantly involved in our work of the ministry throughout the world. Most people don't have an idea what really happens, what we do around the world. You can't know except we tell you. See, how can you know? How can you, if it's truly global, how are you gonna know? If you're not involved in coordinating it, how can you know? You see it? And since it takes a lot to get that coordinated, it doesn't sit in one office. So there's nobody for you to ask, only me. Because all of that information then will come to me. So if I don't tell you, how are you going to know? For example, for our work of Rhapsody annually in the last 3 years, we put in annually, globally, over $1 billion. I don't think you ever thought about that. In the last 3 years. Think about that. So getting Rhapsody around the world is a major work. Think of all we do about Rhapsody. Rhapsody is beyond just taking, where are the copies? You don't have them there today. It's beyond, okay, up there, over there. Let me have a copy. Rhapsody is beyond. Just get anyone. Anyone copies, okay. It's beyond just holding this book. For you to have this book, there's a whole lot of work that goes into it. For you to have this book. And you probably never know anything about it if we didn't have the media coverage for it, the media work for it. There's a lot that goes into having Rhapsody on your table or the digital copy on your computer or your device. And then ensuring that these materials go around the world, everywhere. Think about it. And that's just our work on Rhapsody. Just Rhapsody. How about all the other things we do? We just finished with the last Healing Streams, live healing services for this year, right? In October. What goes into that? How much work do we have to do to reach our world? The beautiful thing is, it's worth it. It's worth it. We have to do it. It's worth it. And I really want to, like I said, this is that time where we recognize all those who have been a part of this work during the year. See, you make things move fast. You make things happen by your joyful participation. Joyful participation. So much is done by so many of you, millions of you all around the world. So this year, there's so much to be glad about, especially because we have a mandate to complete the preaching of the gospel to the ends of the earth, to all nations by year's end. And we're going to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. We will do it. We will do it. We'll finish it. In a most exciting way. So, 31st December is going to be a joyous celebration. Joyous celebration. Then we get ready to move into extra time. I'm really excited about extra time. See? Because when I think about what the Lord has said about it, I'm excited, really excited. That's going to be wonderful. So I look forward to when we have the International Pastors and Partners Conference coming up in about a week's time. It's going to be really grand. And of course, as you know, we have the IPPC. Is it in your city? Is that how it's called? Yes. Yeah. In your city. Yeah. So it's not only for those who are invited to the central one. We're also going to have the ones that hold in the various cities. So if you don't get to be in the central one, you'll definitely be in the one in your city, in your zone. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I shall actually be reading this one on the other table. So I might as well just move there. The Reverend Tom will help me with. No, I'm going to keep reading this. You come with those ones. So from verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread in one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread." That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I want you to look at it again. It says, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?" In other words, we are truly participating in the blood of Christ. We are drinking, as it were, the blood of Christ when we drink the cup. So it's spiritual. And then it says, "The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ?" It is. It is. You know, the answer is in the affirmative. "For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." And I like the next analogy that he gives in the 18th verse. He says, "Behold Israel after the flesh." That means, he means natural Israel. He says, "Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar?" Wow. You know, when you read the scriptures, you not only observe what is telling you directly, you also look at the implication of what he says. For example, he says, "What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils." Wow. He says, "Those who eat of the sacrifices are partakers of the altar." And look at verse 21. "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils," demons. "You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils," demons. Look at it in the NKJV. NKJV, just because of one word I want you to observe. It says, well, read from, verse 21. "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons." Just want you to see that word, demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. So when we are taking the communion, he says that we are partaking of the Lord's table. So we are at the Lord's table right now. And when we drink the cup of the Lord, we're partaking of his table. That's wonderful. Partakers of the Lord's table. How's that? He says, those who are, look at verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, demons, and not to God. And I would know that he should have fellowship with devils. So when they partake of the table of those sacrifices, he says they are partaking, they are having fellowship with demons. Did you know that there are a lot of people who have fellowship with demons? They don't know this, but God's word says so. And except they know the word of God, how can they know? How can they know? How are they going to know? And that's how demons find their way into many people's lives. You know, they went for a party and they had no idea that all of those things were offered in sacrifice to demons. They had no idea. And they partook with them. Including a lot of things that people sell and sell or buy and sell. The marketplace. I told you some time ago about places where demons converge and affect people's lives. And why a Christian must walk in the knowledge of God's word and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The natural man is always subject to the powers of evil forces. They destroy them. They have no power against demons. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.